Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, March 20th. Thank you guys for joining us. We're midweek. You made it halfway there to the weekend, and we're so glad to be here this half hour just for you guys waking up with us. We appreciate you so much. Good morning.
Good morning. What a gorgeous day yesterday. How's your volleyball stuff going? I know you're doing volleyball, and Tuesday nights is game night for you, right?
Yeah, Tuesday nights is game night. We had a game last night. We had two games last night and lost both. It was a rough one, not going to lie. We were down a player, so we had to ask someone to play with us that doesn't really play, and then we were just like, hey,
wait, hold on one second.
Play? They were there watching someone.
time out. First off, this is not the Vegas Thrill that Mercedes MCs.
No.
Is her personal league that she plays.
Yeah, this is a co-ed league that I play.
Wait, was it a random person in the crowd that you guys knew?
No, it was the boyfriend of one of the players on our team, and he's like, okay, and he's so sweet, and he actually did a really good job, but it got I think everyone was so very... I'm probably one of the most annoying players to have on your team because I try to stay positive the whole time. And I'm like, it's okay, let's come back. Like, I'm always like that person.
Mm-hmm.
And that maybe that gets annoying to some people. I don't know. I felt like I was annoying my team because I was just like, okay, it's all right. We're down 10, but like, we got this. Like, you know, and I was trying to keep the mood light, keep the spirits up. And I kind of felt like I was annoying a particular person on my team. And at one point I made a mistake. Well, I didn't, I mean, someone hit a ball at me and I couldn't get to it. And so it landed by me and I went for it, but I just missed it. And I kind of looked at him and I swear to God, he rolled his eyes and he goes, God. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, it was just...
I'm trying my best out here.
I just got kind of defeated after that. And so I was like, you know what? I'll just do whatever. So, yeah.
I like your mindset. I do. And I noticed that when you were out there when you were trying out for the Vegas Thrill, was it last month? That's how the girls on the volleyball team are. Everyone needs to lift everyone up. Sure, there's going to be some moments when you get angry and frustrated, and it may be in a professional league, but to come down on you in an intramural league like that, it just seems kind of outlandish a little bit.
Well, and I don't want to say it was 100% directed towards me. Maybe it's just general frustration mm-hmm. and stuff. But I kind of took it personally at first. I was like, and I was thinking more about it last night. I'm like, you know what? I am not going to carry that with me. I'm not going to, you know, give that the power to just bring me down. But yeah, I was kind of like afterwards, I was kind of bummed last night. Just for the record, it's not Jason Feinberg. So don't anyone. He is the sweetest man you will ever meet. Always positive. Love that guy.
I like how you clarified
that. I just wanted to say that because I didn't want people to be like, what? Jason was so mean. No, he's the opposite of that. He is truly one of the nicest people I have ever come into contact with.
That's awesome. I'm glad you're doing it. That's cool.
It's out there.
Fun. Yeah,
it makes for a long day, but it sure was fun last night. How was your day yesterday?
It was really nice. The International Police Officer Fund's Classic Car Show is this weekend. It's Saturday out in Boulder City, and this is the IPOF, their biggest fundraiser of the year. And I was doing some stuff with them yesterday afternoon, and that was really cool to be with some police officers yesterday afternoon. And then I went downtown, got a haircut yesterday afternoon. Buffalo Larry sends his love. He's excited about Buffalo's beef. He asked me if he was coming back on Friday, and I said, I think it is. Pretty sure it is.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Of course it is.
If he hears this, he'd be devastated.
Of course.
If he heard that hesitation.
He's fantastic. Why wouldn't he be coming back on? Love that guy.
I said, Buffalo, we got one more. Let's see how it goes. Let's do one more.
No,
I didn't.
I think
we're looking forward to it on Friday. Yeah. And then we went to the gym. Instead of running at the gym, I decided to run outside last night. It was a really nice day yesterday.
It was a beautiful day yesterday. I couldn't believe it. Like 4 o'clock, I'm used to it being all dark and dreary. And I was like, wow, look at the sun shining. It's just, you know, you can't help but be in a better mood. I feel the seasonal depression leaving my body. It's like, yay, sunshine.
There's something about it when it's 6:30, 7 o'clock, there's still light outside. And a quick side note, 4 years ago, you gave me a set of 25-pound weights. Those weights, I still use to this day.
I'm so glad.
And I keep them outside, and they're still in great condition. That should be an endorsement for whatever the weight brand was. In the desert conditions for 4 years, I still use them, and they're still in great condition.
You know where I got them? The people that lived in the house before me left them.
Did they really?
Yeah. So they were theirs.
I still use them. Every time I grab them, I think of the day you gave them to me. I think we're at Channel 8. You're like, hey, I got something for you. You took them out of the trunk of your car. This is right when lockdown was about to start. And you gave them to me, and you're like, I know you can use them. I'm like, thank you. And I'm like, I still use them 4 years later.
I'm glad because I did actually use them for a while, but I got just a standard pair because those are adjustable weights. And I was like, I just have like my 12 pounds, my 15 pounds, and my 20 pounds. And I was like, hey, have at it. You can have these ones.
Yeah, the little weights you can slide off so you can take it from 25 pounds down to 5 pounds if needed. And so because of that, there's a little rattle to them. And I love the sound of it.
Rattle?
Yeah, it's like, king, king, king,
king. I think
king,
that's
king.
The reason I didn't like them because of the rattle. It drove me crazy. So, all right, well, let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show You Pick 'Em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show this morning. Do you want to hear You Gotta Be by Desiree?
You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger.
Do you want to hear Father of Mine by Everclear? Do you want to hear Leavin' by Jesse McCartney? Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. You can do it a couple of ways. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to want to hear this.
All right. We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, what is totally worth the money? One airline is giving you the option to pay extra to get this. I think it's worth it. What do you think? We're going to talk about that next. But first, the votes are in. And Father of Mine by Everclear is a pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Father of mine, tell me where have you been? You know I just closed my
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. We've all done this. We've been on a flight. And we're sitting there, whether we're sitting in the aisle seat or the window seat, because no one willingly takes the middle seat, right? You pick the window or the aisle, and you watch the people boarding the plane, and you're secretly hoping that no one sits next to you in that middle seat. Am I right?
I had the middle seat open flying back to Philly last week, and it was glorious.
Amazing,
so much
right?
Extra room. It's like first class.
Well, now Frontier Airlines, they're adding this new seat option. and it's called Upfront Plus, and it guarantees that the middle seat in your row is going to be empty. So you won't have to fight over the armrest. You can spread your legs as much as you want. You can even, I sometimes like to put down that tray table and put my iPad on that tray table or put my drinks
extra
over there.
Shelf space. Yeah,
it's amazing. Now, you can't do it in any row. It's only an option for the first two rows of the plane. That's why it's called Upfront Plus. It's not totally clear what the cost is yet, but I guess they're doing these introductory rates starting at $49 through Wednesday, and that's for travel through between April 10th and April 30th. So $49 each way, that's on top of your normal ticket price. It's after that, it's going to be based on demand. So it might be more than 50, it might be less than 50, who knows. Is that something you would pay for?
100%. Absolutely. $50 to guarantee the seat is next to me. I would 100% pay for that stuff.
I like the idea, but what if it's a quick trip, like from here to LA?
No,
I wouldn't pay it for that.
If I'm flying to the East Coast?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I would definitely do it too. If it was a longer flight than 2 hours, then I would consider paying for it.
We were talking, I think, about last week or 2 weeks ago about getting clear and how clear, if you're traveling, you can you cut to the front of the TSA pre-check line. There's a long line. You can cut to the front of the line and you go through and it speeds the process up. I was surprised when I was flying back from Philly how many people don't have regular TSA pre-check. And that's $70 a year, maybe $75 for 5 years for TSA pre-check. Because I got dropped off at the airport and I saw the line to check in. I'm like, oh my gosh, it was wrapped. It was huge. You got to be kidding me. And then I realized, wait, this is not TSA PreCheck. All these people don't have TSA PreCheck. TSA PreCheck, there was maybe 20 people in line, and, you know, you breeze right through. So if you don't have TSA PreCheck, it's worth the $70 for 5 years.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. And then just on top of that with Clear, one thing I have noticed that more people are getting Clear, because when we went to the airport last week, there was a line for Clear.
Was there?
And there was, like, no line in TSA PreCheck. So I was like, why are they waiting for Clear when they can just go to TSA PreCheck? So I skipped Clear and went to TSA PreCheck.
Just go right in. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2023.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, March 20th. Why do I have Tuesday, March 19th on my paper? And yeah, I guess I was half asleep when I was
doing
my work yesterday.
Here we are on Wednesday.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It is so good to have you guys here. 6:01. And yes, it is show 2023. And that means all good things must come to an end, guys. This will be the last on this day in this year.
This has been such a blast doing this. I really enjoy this moment every morning.
It's a lot of fun. It's you know, it's something I research every night just to see what happened in that show numbers year. And so we finally made it. I think, gosh, I really need to go back in my notes and see when we started this, but I want to say we started like in 1908 or something like that.
Yeah.
We've gone through a lot of years and some really interesting things. So let's look back on the year that was 2023. This was the top song. I can buy myself flowers. Miley Cyrus absolutely dominated with Flowers. The box office was all about Barbenheimer. Mm. Barbie and Oppenheimer, which, by the way, we were on vacation the week after the Oscars aired. Did you watch by chance?
I watched the entire show.
I did too. It
start
was pretty
to finish.
Good. Did you? Okay, so Emma Stone won for Poor Things. Did you see Poor Things?
I did not see the movie, no.
Whoa. It was like weird. It was so crazy. Like, I can see why she won. I really loved Killers of the Flower Moon, and I would have loved to see Lily Gladstone win, but now I understand why Emma Stone won. You got to watch that movie.
I'll check it out.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Maybe at some point, because I have a thought about Jimmy Kimmel and Joe Coy.
Okay.
Something happened during the show, and I'm like,
we can talk about it maybe later.
Yeah, something came up. I'm like, wait a second. This doesn't make any sense to me.
All right. Well, in 2023, the Writers Guild went on strike for 140 days while SAG-AFTRA was on strike for a while also. That missing Titanic subcrew was killed after that catastrophic explosion in June of 2023. 2023 was the year that Britney released her memoir, The Woman in Me, and that caused a lot of conversation, giving the story behind her 13-year conservatorship. Scandoval rocked reality TV when Vanderpump Rules Tom Sandoval cheated on his fiance and co-star Ariana Madix with their co-star Rachel Levis, and fans were absolutely floored when that happened. There's still like fallout from that whole thing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And the whole Britney thing too, that I listened to that audiobook. It's just, my gosh, what the stuff that girl went through. Yeah. Holy cow.
It was a rough one for her. It was all about the Eras Tour. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. And the Renaissance Tour. Beyonce and Taylor just dominated when it came to touring. We found out Blue Ivy was one of Beyonce's best backup dancers. And just talking about Taylor, the relationship that we watched and continue to watch, Travis and Taylor. Don't forget when she changed her lyrics to Karma during one of her shows.
Karma is a queen. Karma takes all my friends to the summit. Karma is the guy on the trees.
When that happened, we all went nuts, did we not?
I like that one fan just going over the top screaming.
No, that's me. That was me in the background
of the audio.
In Las Vegas. They could hear me. F1 came to Vegas. Vegas won two championships, the Stanley Cup with the Vegas Golden Knights and repeat championship for the Vegas Aces. A viral TikTok showed us that men often think about the Roman Empire in 2023.
That's right.
Rihanna revealed her pregnancy during her Super Bowl halftime show performance. Oh, Kwan brought us to tears when he won an Oscar.
My journey started on a boat. I spent a year in a refugee camp. And somehow, I ended up here on Hollywood's biggest stage.
That was just so sweet. It was just amazing. And then Jungkook shook us all with his uncensored version of Seven. When he did not say, I'll be loving you right, he said something else. We were all totally floored.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Oh, you've never heard the uncensored version of Seven? Listen to it during the break. Listen to it during the break.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
All right, coming up this morning, 7:30, we got the Mega Minute. And when you conquer the Mega Minute, you'll get passes to the exclusive Teddy Swims Underground Lounge. And then coming up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Well, speaking of Beyonce, she gives us some background on Cowboy Carter. And it sounds very personal. That and more coming up in What's Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Beyonce is trending this morning. Her new album, Cowboy Carter, comes out next week, and we're learning more about it. Yesterday, she posted the official album cover where she is riding a white horse and wearing red, white, and blue chaps and a white cowboy hat while she raises the American flag. She also shared a little background on the album, saying this album has been over 5 years in the making. It was born out of an experience that I had years ago where I did not feel welcomed. And it was very clear that I wasn't. She also said, but because of that experience, I did a deeper dive into the history of country music and studied our rich musical archive. It feels good to see how music can unite so many people around the world, while also amplifying the voices of some of the people who have dedicated so much of their lives educating on our musical history. She also said, this isn't a country album. This is a Beyonce album. So they're saying that this all stems back to when she appeared on the CMAs, and people were like really rude to her, and that kind of like got her. That was the inspiration behind this.
She performed with the Dixie Chicks, or I guess that they were transitioning to the Chicks at the time. She performed with them on stage, and the Chicks have come out since that performance and talked about she was racism. Was it having to deal with this racist comments before the performance, after the performance? And so that's probably what sparked her to be like, okay, here we go. Let me go all in on this then.
Yeah. And I really respect her for that. She also says that this album is a continuation of Renaissance. It's act two, and it's dropping next week, March 29th. So that is trending this morning. Also trending this morning is Travis Kelce. Sources say that he may have a new side gig soon. They say that the Kansas City Chiefs tight end is in discussions to host a celebrity-focused reboot of the game, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
The Jeff Foxworthy show?
Yeah. So he's got the show would stream on Amazon Prime Video. The new version of the show would have celebrity guests, though, instead of children. So I don't know if it's still going to be called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, or is it Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Amazon Prime Video has not commented on these reports, but you know, Michael Strahan did it. He hosted a game show. Athletes, you know, are making that move into entertainment, and he's got the personality for it. I could see him being a great show host.
I think it'd be awesome. I want to see where Jason Kelce lands. I want to see what his next move's going to be.
I think he's going to be in the booth, don't you?
You'd have to be.
He's going to be great.
But I like that idea you brought up about him traveling the country and visiting tailgates and see where, you know, go to a Buffalo Bills pregame tailgate, see how they tailgate compared to Cowboys fans and how they tailgate. Would you call it the Anthony Bourdain of tailgating?
Yeah, like just to explore the cultures of different football teams and the things that they do, the way that they act. I think it would be absolutely fascinating.
I was in Philly when the Eagles got Saquon Barkley from the Giants, and Jason Kelce made a comment in Philly saying, can I come back out of retirement?
I changed my mind.
Oh, we got Saquon Barkley. I got one more year left in me, guys.
And then finally this morning, pizza beer is trending. Pizza and beer, they definitely go together, but do they go together like this? Pizza flavored beer arrives next month. It's New Belgium has partnered with the frozen pizza brand Tombstone for it. It's an IPA. It's 7% alcohol. They're selling it under their IPA brand Voodoo Ranger, and they're describing it as having hints of crispy crust, tangy tomato sauce, and savory herbs and spices with a pepperoni finish. You can actually sign up to win some at voodooranger.com. They're going to start selling it in select markets on April 7th for National Beer Day. Each four pack, not even a six pack, each four pack is going to cost $50. I'd rather just get a pizza and some regular beer and just go
cheaper
for it.
That way.
And that's what's trending.
Hey, next hour at 7:30, when you conquer the Mega Minute, we have this passes for you to the Teddy Swims Underground Lounge. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
The game is two truths and a lie.
It's true. So you've heard of it.
Yeah, because babies play that at their birthday parties.
Okay, whatever. It's a good game.
It is time for two truths and one lie. Two of us are telling you the truth about something, but one of us is absolutely lying. Can you tell who the liar is? We want to hear from you. You can call us or you can text us at 702-364-9400. I am up first this week. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right. I have been sitting on this for a week since we were on vacation in LA. I've been like, oh gosh, I'm going to save this for two truths and a lie because no one's going to believe it. But I saw when I was in LA, Santa Monica specifically, I saw Larry David get into a fight with a valet. I witnessed Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm get into a fight with a valet.
We're 100% sure this was Larry David.
100%.
The real Larry David, not Larry David of Santa Monica.
Is the actor, the valet guy was even saying, Larry, Larry. And I was like, oh my gosh, what am I witnessing?
Only in LA.
Right?
Wow, okay.
All right, JC.
Yeah, so my truth here is yesterday I got a speeding ticket doing 72 in a 55. I didn't realize it was a 55. I thought it was 65, and I got a speeding ticket yesterday afternoon.
Oh boy.
Not surprised.
Why do I believe that?
Why are you not surprised? I haven't had a speeding ticket in years.
Yeah, you're due for one.
I've never had one in this car.
Okay. For me, last week, my cousin texted me asking for my address. Turns out, I am invited to my sixth wedding this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Sixth wedding this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, who is telling the truth and who is lying? 702-364-9400. Call us and text us. Let's just go over them quickly again. I saw Larry David get into a fight with a valet in L.A. last week.
Yesterday afternoon, I got a speeding ticket going 72 in a 55.
And I am invited to my sixth wedding this year.
Can you figure out who the liar is? We want to hear from you right now. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and this is Two Truths and One Lie. Two of us are telling you the truth about something, but one of us is lying. Can you tell who the liar is? Let's go, briefly go over them again. I saw Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm. I saw him get into a fight with a valet in Los Angeles last week.
So bizarre. I got a speeding ticket yesterday afternoon, 72 in a 55.
And last week, my cousin texted me asking for my address, and turns out I am invited to my sixth wedding this year.
Let's go to the phones. Kenzie, who do you think is the liar and why?
I think JC is the liar because he was like, the first time he said it, he was like laughing the whole time, and like the tone of his voice was off.
Oh, like why would you laugh about getting
because
a speeding
ticket? Because I'm laughing
over
the fact that you claim to have seen Larry David get in a fight with a valet guy. But I see where you're coming from, Kenzie. I see where you're coming from.
All right. Ashley and Reason, they're on the phone, and Reason, he's great at picking the liar here. What do you guys think this morning?
JC
is lying.
JC.
Why do you think he's lying, Reason?
Well, we think that it's a little too coincidental that he just so happened to get a speeding ticket the day before Truthers.
That is a little coincidental.
A little bit.
Agree with you on that, Ashley. Let's look at some of the text lines. This one says, JC is lying. He's a smart driver. I was going to pick Steph, but I can believe she's going to another wedding. And Mercedes, you were too convincing. That's from Coco. This one says, well, it's JC because 72 in a 55 is insane. Like, how can you not realize you're going so much faster than everyone else on the road by 20 miles per hour? That's from Bobby. And then this one says, speeding ticket is a lie. JC is lying. They're all JC is lying.
Oh, wow.
They're all JC is lying. Oh, my gosh. All right. Should we do the big reveal
Let's do the big reveal.
All right. Truth teller number one.
When did speeding tickets get been so long?
Oh my gosh, that is a speeding ticket.
May I explain real fast? I was coming from Henderson, and I got on the 93-95 north, I guess the 515.
Yes.
And at one point, it goes down from three lanes to two, and it drops down to 55. There's traffic, so I am going 55 with traffic.
Oh, my God.
But then it opens up to three lanes, and that's when I stepped on the gas.
Oh.
And she got me, and I said, she pulled me over. I said, I thought I was going with the flow of the traffic. She goes, you weren't. It opened up to three lanes, but it's still 55. I'm like, oh, I thought it went to 65. She goes, no.
Why does your speeding ticket look like a CVS receipt?
This is the longest thing ever.
Oh, JC!
He was telling the truth.
When she gave it to me, I'm like, oh, I got something for two truths and a lie.
That is very funny.
Truth teller number two.
It's me, my sixth wedding this year. You guys, I'm beat already, and I'm not even halfway through.
You're not going to have any money left.
I don't already have no money.
That means I was lying. However, I just sent you guys a text.
Okay.
I did see Larry David at a valet, and he was getting his car, but he did not get into a fight with a valet. In fact, they were great friends. They're like, Larry, thanks for coming in. It's great to see you again.
Oh, my gosh, Larry David.
It was definitely Larry David. He's got a fancy car. But I have an even better part to this story, you guys. An even better part. Do you see the picture I just sent you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See the guy in the green shirt facing the car?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is also someone famous.
Okay.
Wait, hold on a second.
And wait till you hear who that is.
We got to hit a break. Can we come back to this at 7 o'clock and break this
down? You guys want to talk about it?
Yes.
Can you post this picture now and people try to guess who that person is?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. I couldn't believe it. It was crazy.
Do you have a picture of said person facing
us? Yes, okay. I do. Yes,
okay,
I do.
I'm going to post this on the Mercedes in the Morning Facebook page so people can check it out.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. But that is definitely Larry David in his fancy car. No fights, only love.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So the royal family is like in turmoil right now. Rumors are flying. They probably thought all the internet rumors about Kate Middleton's whereabouts would die down once they released that video of her walking the Windsor Farm Shop. However, the clip, which even included Prince William, does not seem to have gotten the job done. In more distressing news for royal fans, there seems to be some fighting within the royal family. Here's what's going on. So there's skeptics continue to question whether that weekend video was real or not, with a lot insisting it's not even Kate seen with William.
Was it like a Christmas village or something in the background? Weren't people pointing out little nuances?
There were little,
that
like little cottages that they say are only there during the holidays.
Mm-hmm. This so is wearing a Christmas sweater too.
And Andy Cohen from Bravo, He even added fuel to the fire on X. He tweeted, "That ain't Kate." So now there's a whole new storm of conspiracy theories. It's gotten so crazy that there's this woman named Heidi Agin, and she's a well-known Kate Middleton impersonator. She had to go on social media and clarify that was not her in the royal video. She says, "In fact, my own social media has gone crazy as people think it's me, but I know it is not." And then it also seems that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle can't escape royal family drama these days, because fans have noticed that their individual bios have been dropped from the official family website.
Oh, that stings.
Yeah. Instead, there's now a joint bio, and it lists their accomplishments on there as Harry's creation of the Invictus Games and Markle's over 100 episodes on TV series Suits.
Nothing, another charity
their
work
accomplishments.
Or anything else.
Can you believe it?
That's a shot at them.
Oh, man. It's just getting ugly.
Do you think it's her, though? Don't you think it's her in that video? Do you think there's something's going on and they said, "Hey, let's post an old video"? They know if people are going to sleuth it out if it's an old video. They got to know if that's the case.
I think it is her, but I do think it's an old video. I really do think it's an old video.
Because did they put it out or someone got that? Like, how did it come out? Did the royal family, like, "Oh, she was out and about. See this grainy video"? Or
I
did
think
someone
they
catch
gave
her?
It to TMZ. Someone gave it to
someone
TMZ.
Someone gave it to TMZ?
Yeah. So
that was a plant that gave it to TMZ.
Well, we don't know who gave it to them, but that would be my guess. I don't know. It seems really odd. I don't know. Everything is it's just not making sense, and it makes you wonder, if they are putting out false information, how long have they been doing this for?
That's true. It's a good point. They did put out the fact that she's having that surgery back in the beginning of the year, and she's going to be in the hospital for a couple of weeks. But Yeah, you would think then she is so always out in the public eye, always photographing, that she's only out one time this past weekend.
Well, she hasn't been seen publicly since after Christmas.
Okay, then no one else in this video saw them walking either. So where are the people in this video to say, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see her walking. Aren't there other people walking around her? Where are those people to say, oh, yeah, that was this past weekend? Or, oh, no, that was back
They're probably like, I don't want to get involved.
That was back in November of 2022.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a very odd situation. So we'll keep you posted on that. Also this morning, Taylor Swift, her Eras concert film on Disney Plus, has absolutely smashed records. In just 3 days, it racked up a whopping 4.6 million views, making the top music film ever hosted on the platform. Swifties went all out. They watched 16.2 million hours of the 3.5 hour concert over the weekend. And the film, which dropped globally on March 14th, that features bonus songs like Cardigan, 4 acoustic tracks during her LA shows, and Disney Plus reportedly shelled out over $75 million for the streaming rights to the film, which initially raked in $261.7 million at the box office. So it's just, yeah, it's crazy, the records on this one.
We got excited over the weekend. Laura wanted to watch it. I'm like, yeah, let's check this thing. I realized we don't have Disney Plus and we didn't subscribe, so we have to find another way to watch it. But we did sit down at one point to watch it, but we just couldn't.
That's it's so good. I don't know. It was one of the best concerts I've seen.
Yeah, incredible. I think we subscribe to Disney Plus and then cancel after we watch it.
Can I subscribe for 3 hours and 20 minutes, please? All right, coming up next, I have been sitting on this story for a week. I was in LA last week for our spring break. We had some stuff to do there. And our last night in LA, we went out to this restaurant for dinner. And lo and behold, as we're at the valet waiting for our car, I see one Mr. Larry David. Yes, it was the real Larry David. Curb your enthusiasm. What happened? The interaction, and there was another celebrity there. And when I tell you who it was, I think you are going to laugh.
I can't figure it out. Is the picture posted now? Because you shared it with Steph and I. We see the back of this celebrity. I'm trying to figure out who the second celebrity is.
Wait until you hear who the second celebrity is and my interaction with them after the fact. We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. It feels so good to finally be able to tell you this story because I have been just waiting and waiting. I really wanted to save it for Two Truths and a Lie. We did Two Truths and a Lie. I had the lie today, and my lie was that I saw Larry David get into a fight with a valet in LA when I was there last week. Well, it was a lie because he didn't get into a fight. In fact, he couldn't have been nicer. And he and the valet seemed to have a very good relationship, like they knew each other. But this whole story is just so funny and so crazy. So we were in Los Angeles and we had some business to do with my mom and I. And so we were taking care of that. But we wanted to make it into a vacation. And it's Wednesday night last week. It's our last night there. We're coming back on Thursday. And I want us all to go out to a nice dinner. We're also celebrating my husband and I's anniversary. So I look on Open Table to find like a restaurant in the area. We're staying in Santa Monica. And I'm like, So I find this restaurant that's like really close, 5 minutes away. I'm like, we'll go there. Little did I know that this is like a well-established restaurant in the area that's like locals go to, has been there for decades. It was like a really famous restaurant. I had no clue. Mm-hmm. It was open on Open Table. So I booked the reservation. We get there and it's very dark inside. It's like a steakhouse place. Lots of big groups there. We do our thing. We order. We have a nice meal. And as we're leaving, we notice like a big giant group of people are leaving at the same time. And we're all going straight to valet because there's like literally no parking anywhere. Everyone had to valet their cars. And we're standing there at valet. And I'm looking at this guy thinking, wow, that guy looks just like Larry David. How crazy. This is all at valet. And I hear someone go, it's great to see you, Larry. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, it is Larry David. And I sent you guys a picture.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
Because I immediately take out my phone. I'm like, I gotta get a picture. Uh-huh. But the whole time I'm like, Mom, that's Larry David. My girls are like, hell? I'm like, it's Larry David. And I'm looking and Matt is nowhere to be found. I'm like, where's Matt? Larry David is right here. I can't find Matt. He's missing Larry David. Well, Matt has something else going on at the moment, and I didn't realize it. Matt is talking to someone over by the valet stand. And in the picture that we posted on our Facebook page, you can see a man in the green shirt, and Matt is talking to this guy. And I overhear him say, yeah, she's right here. Come say hi. And I'm like, oh my gosh, do we know someone here in LA? What mm-hmm. is happening? And I see this him turn around and this man turns around and he goes, Mercedes. And I'm like, oh, no freaking way. No way. It is none other than your old pal, Mr. Billy Bush.
What? Billy Bush?
Billy Bush.
Billy Bush?
And I think he was having dinner with Larry David.
Billy Bush and Larry David are having dinner together?
Yeah, so he's like, see you, Larry. See you, Larry. And he comes over.
Wait, is Billy Bush the celebrity that's back is to us?
That's the guy in the green shirt. It's
that's
Billy Bush.
Oh, my gosh. I thought it was Ben Affleck. That's Billy Bush in the green shirt?
It's Billy Bush.
Right there. That's Billy Bush.
That is Billy Bush.
No.
It was so crazy. And so Billy Bush is like, Mercedes. I'm like, hi. And he's like, how you doing? Gives me a big hug. And he's like, how are things in Vegas? And he's like, how's JC? I'm like, he's great. Like, why? What the heck is happening? And I look at Matt and I go, Matt, you miss Larry David. He's like, what?
Billy's like, oh, we're friends. So Billy Bush, my connection to Billy Bush is when I left here, Las Vegas, to go do radio in D.C., it was to go work with Billy Bush. He had a morning show at the time. And Billy and I really hit it off. And unfortunately, the radio station went in a different direction. I got out there and they let Billy go. So Billy and I never worked together. We never did radio together.
You were supposed to, but you never did.
Yeah. But because of that, him and I became friends. And he moved on to TV and with Extra and the Today Show and all these things. And him and I always stayed in contact. And he was always just so kind to me. We'd be doing working the red carpet. And he was working for Access Hollywood at the time. And he'd be there on the red carpet with Access Hollywood. And I'd be there with the little radio station thing, like, JC, come here. And so I would stand next to Billy. So all the A-list celebrities would come talk to Billy. And then they would talk to me because I was standing next to Billy.
You were right next to him.
I was the radio guy. They didn't know that. But so speaking of Ben Affleck, one of them was Ben Affleck. I remember Morgan Freeman, Tom Cruise, all these celebrities Billy interviewed with Access Hollywood. And then he's like, hey, Tom, this is JC with Z104. And I would interview these celebrities because of Billy.
He was so nice. And he introduced me to his girlfriend. He met my family. He's like, Brooklyn. He was like so nice. And I thought it was hilarious. Like, I just picked this random restaurant, and apparently it was a celebrity hotspot that I did not know about. And yeah, I ran into your buddy, Billy Bush.
That's awesome. Do you have a photo of you and Billy together?
I do, yeah. Yeah, my husband's like, we got to take a picture and send it to JC. I'm like, we're not sending it to JC.
Yes, absolutely.
But it was so funny. So
we should call. I have his cell phone number.
Do you want to call him and talk? I want to know if he was there having dinner with Larry David that night.
Yeah.
Because he said, like, see you, Larry. Just like no big deal. It was like, okay, see you, Larry. Bye, Larry.
Yeah, I have Billy's cell phone number if we want to try him to see if he'll come on next and talk about it.
We should see if he'll come on and talk about it. But yeah, so that is what I have been sitting on for the past week waiting to tell you that I ran into your boy, Billy Bush.
And that is the truth.
That is an absolute truth.
Come on in, Mia.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
And we have our contestant Lee on the line. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
How are you?
We're so good.
Oh, you're with someone this morning. Do you have a partner playing the Mega Minute?
With me, my daughters.
Oh, I'm sorry. You cut out. What's your daughter's name?
Sawyer and Sailor.
Okay, Sawyer and Sailor are going to help out Lee with the Mega Minute. Are you ready to do this?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
All right, Lee, you're playing for these passes to see Teddy Swims. You'll have 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end, and the game starts now.
What type of food is a bratwurst?
Sausage.
Yes, Moscow is the capital of which country?
Russia.
Yes, Gene Simmons was a part of which rock band?
Kiss.
Yes, Guinness beer was first brewed in which country?
Pass.
What is the name of the TV show where Amy Poehler plays the character Leslie Knope?
Parks and Rec.
Yes, chamomile and Earl Grey are popular flavors of what kind of drink?
Tea.
Yes, what animal is known for the humps on their back and their long eyelashes?
Camel.
Yes, Bella Swan was a character in which film?
Horses.
No. If you aspire to be like Tony Hawk, what sport would you be in?
Skateboarding.
Yes. Lee Harvey Oswald assassinated which U.S. president?
Lincoln.
No. Guinness beer was first brewed in which country?
Ireland.
Yes. What? Oh, man. Oh, we made it through all the questions. But didn't get back to Bella Swan. She was a character in the film Twilight. That was Kristen Stewart's. I'm sorry. And then Lee Harvey Oswald assassinated John F. Kennedy.
So they say.
Oh, yeah. That's according to some history books. Lee, Sawyer, and Sailor, thank you guys so much for trying. Hang on the line. That means we did not get a winner, and caller 20 right now, you get those passes that money cannot buy into our Mix 94.1 Underground Lounge with Teddy Swims. You want to go? Be caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
Mercedes, you mentioned you saw Larry David and Billy Bush at a valet stand last week.
Yes.
One of those two men will be on the show next.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Oh, I'm excited. Let's find out. I don't even remember the night it happened so quickly. We're gonna talk to them coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We got our winner for the Mega Minute. We got our Teddy Swims winner. So thank you guys for calling. That was a heartbreaker. I always hate to see that someone not able to conquer the Mega Minute. But that's good for you, I guess, if you're caller 20 after the fact.
We had a winner. We had one winner this week, and the other ones were just so close to getting that. So last week, you were in Santa Monica.
And yeah, I was telling you guys during Two Truths and a Lie, and we talked about this earlier, I was at a restaurant on Wednesday night, one that we just found like on Open Table. And as we're leaving valet, this just huge group of us all left at the same time. And the first thing I notice is Larry David, like the star of Curb Your Enthusiasm, is right there getting his car. I couldn't believe it. I was like so excited. I wanted to say something to him, like, why were you so mean to Elmo when you were on the
right,
Today
the
Show?
Elmo bit, yeah.
I wanted to, but I didn't say anything. I did snap a picture, stalker, I'm sorry, but I was just like excited. You know, it's a celebrity.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking around for my husband. He's nowhere to be found. I cannot find him. I'm like, I wanted to show him who I see. And lo and behold, he's actually having a conversation with another celebrity. And all of a sudden I hear, yeah, she's right here. There's Mercedes over there. And then him and another man start walking towards me. And I'm looking at the man. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is Billy Bush. No way. And my husband's like, Billy, it's Mercedes. And he, the nicest man
Isn't
ever, comes up to me, gives me the biggest hug. Mercedes! And he was so nice, but we just thought it was so funny. Of all the places, I run into Billy Bush. And Billy Bush is on the phone right now. Hey, Billy!
Mercedes! And my love, where have you been, mi amor?
How are you, my friend? And JC is here. You guys are friends before we're friends.
Oh my gosh, he's so. It's been a long time since I've seen that man, and I've seen you recently at the Golden Bull.
It was the Golden Bull.
I'm an investor in that restaurant. It's really great.
Are you really?
I go there all the time. Oh yeah, that's like I invested. Probably too much money just so I can have a table whenever I want it. Is that crazy? Like, that's not a good reason. But
That restaurant was so good. So we just randomly, I wanted to find a really nice restaurant to go to our last night in Santa Monica. And that one came up and the reviews were great. And I was like, let's go here. This is a really nice place. We go. We had an excellent dinner. We're leaving. And there's just a big group of all of us going to Valet. And Billy, I first noticed Larry David. I was like, oh, my gosh, I see him. I'm freaking out. But lo and behold, my husband, he goes up to you. What did he say to you?
Yeah. Larry, that's the second time I've taken Larry to the Golden Bull. He loves it.
So you were having dinner with Larry David?
Yeah.
Wow.
Billy's a connected man, and this is kind of a surreal moment, because in the year 2001, I was very happy here at Mix 94.1, but got a call from a program director named Mike Edwards, who was looking for a producer for Billy Bush. And I'm like, this sounds interesting, and I flew out to Washington, D.C., and I met Billy, and I fell in love with the guy, and I came back, and I told Mercedes, I'm leaving to go work for Billy Bush.
Hey, there was no hard feelings. It was a great opportunity for you.
Yeah, but here we are, 23 later, back in Las Vegas.
2012. Wait a minute. You guys were together before 2000. How long have you been canceled? Forget me. Let's say that blip never happened. How long has it been?
Basically, we were born together.
Yes.
No, it's been a long time that we've been together. You know, when you have something that's good, you don't want to ruin
it, right?
Unless Billy Bush comes into the picture.
Yeah, that's right. Oh my God. Well, that's an incredible marriage, morning show marriage. I love it.
Yeah, it's been really great.
Yeah, it's been fun.
But back to you, Billy. So we see you there. My husband approaches you. Was he a creeper when he approached you?
No, he's like the nicest guy. I love people that just come up and they're like, hey, how you doing? And he just starts talking and I got you. You know, and then he made the connection with Mercedes. I said, yes, Vegas. And then I came over, gave you the big embrace. Not a half embrace, a big one.
It was a big embrace.
And you found yourself at the Golden Bull, which is just such a hot joint. I don't know. What did you order, by the way? What did you get?
I wasn't starving, so I got the French onion soup and I got a baked potato. But my husband and my mom got steaks, and I had a bite. They were amazing. Like, so good. It was such a good restaurant. Highly recommend. 10 out of 10.
What does that say about a person? French onion soup and a baked potato. Just a baked potato. That's incredible.
I was not hungry.
Billy, I'll be out there next month in April for a wedding. Can I get a table at the Golden Bull?
I'm going to get you a table by the fire. We're going to get you a gorgeous little table inside at the bar by the fire. And it's a little, and you're going to love, even, I mean, I tell them to turn on the air conditioning so that the fire can go. It's so romantic and cute and sexy in there. It's got a fish tank behind the bar. It just sucks you in, pal. You got it.
It's a really good restaurant.
I love it.
What were you and Larry talking about at dinner?
Bum, bum, bum. He was, well, I mean, I can't tell you. I was peppering him like crazy. I will say this. He trusted me on one front. One major thing he trusted me about the program, and I'm a bulk. I'm a bulk. I will say absolutely nothing. Don't even begin. Don't even try. There's a man's trust I cannot lose. And then we talk about golf, and we talk about he loves golf. And Larry invented something called the resort swing, which it was down in south of the border. And Larry's always watching YouTube videos to see if he can perfect his golf swing. And then he watches the video and then takes it right out to the range immediately to see if he can put it on its feet.
Wow.
And, the resort swing. And I said, does this mean it stays here? You can't bring it back to Los Angeles? He said, that's right.
That's right. It stays.
It won't go through customs.
Well, Billy, it was so good to see you and meet your beautiful girlfriend. And it was just, you were so kind. My daughters were like, man, that guy is so nice.
Yeah.
So it was so good to see you, Billy. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Mercedes, people say, like, if people come up and you're not, like, what if they don't come up to you? Then
what happens then?
Well, yeah, I didn't go up to Larry. I was glad my husband went up to you, though.
No, no, he's terrifying. He's absolutely terrifying. You're scared of him, and you should be.
I was.
Billy, thank you so much. Hold
Thanks,
on one second,
Billy.
Man. There you go. Did not see this story coming today.
I told you, I've been sitting on this for a week. Uh-huh. I was so excited to tell you about it. He's so nice.
I love the photo of you, too. Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Have you heard of all this stuff going on with the former Nickelodeon producer Dan Schneider and just the allegations that have come out?
I just started reading about that this morning.
Yeah, so Dan Schneider, he watched that new docuseries that came out called Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. And he's apologizing. He's saying he's really sorry. He posted a video interview that was released yesterday. He said it was very difficult to watch and that he definitely owes some people a pretty strong apology. He said that he wishes that he could go back, especially to those earlier years of his career, and bring that growth and the experience that he has now and just do a better job and never feel like it was okay to be he used a choice word, but a jerk to anyone ever. He also agreed that some jokes that the kids told on those Nickelodeon shows really did cross a line, and he's all for cutting them out. He admitted he engaged in some pretty bad behavior in writers' rooms, and he also admitted that he never should have asked anyone on the set to give him massages.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's weird.
And he said, I'd never do it today. I'm embarrassed that I did it then. I apologize to anyone I ever put in that situation.
I never really heard of him, these stories, until today. I was reading the stories and seeing his picture, and then it triggered my memory. Do you remember the show in the late 80s, early 90s called Head of the Class?
Yeah.
He was on that show, yeah. Head of the Class. I didn't know the connection. I'm like, that's a guy from Head of the Class from the late 80s, early 90s.
And he went on to produce some of the biggest Nickelodeon shows. So a lot of scandal there right now. Also, this morning, things seem to be getting out of control when it comes to shoplifters. Shoplifting by organized gangs is becoming a huge problem for retailers. So one grocery store is taking action. There's an Albertsons in San Diego that they have now completely fenced off. So there are two entrance gates, one where you go inside, but you can't exit from the same spot. Instead, the exit, it's on the other side of the store, and you actually have to scan a receipt in order to get out through that gate. Spokesperson says that the added security is to prevent theft and offer a safer environment for their customers.
We saw the one in the Apple store here, kind of got national attention with his thieves went in there and just stole everything. People just stood there watching, and store employees can't do anything. But we have to do something about this. It's out of control.
It is.
They're traveling for this. The gangs and people are traveling to different states that have more lax laws to do their shoplifting, then traveling back to their home state.
Well, and employers tell their staff, just let them take it. It's not worth your safety, which I agree with. It's not, but they know that. And so they take full advantage of that. And at some point, someone has to do something. Otherwise, it's just going to keep going on and on. They're going to walk in. They're going to take stuff because you can't do anything, or you don't want to risk your life. I don't want to risk my life for someone to steal an iPhone. Mm-hmm. Like, just take the iPhone. But it just keeps going and going and going.
Is it the what the law is, how much they steal, the prosecution length? If you steal $500 worth of stuff, it's a slap on the wrist. Is it more than $500? That's when you could go to jail. And so they know this and they're stealing less than $500. Do the laws need to change when it comes to prosecuting these people? Because it is happening everywhere.
I don't think they're even getting prosecuted.
They're just getting the stuff and going.
Like, you saw that one at downtown Summerlin at the Apple store. They're just stealing iPad. I don't think they were like, well, how much does this cost? They're literally just taking stuff, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then no one's stopping them. I mean, people are literally standing there recording them.
Yeah.
Because who wants to put their life on the line for someone like that?
Well, the guy that shot the main video that went viral, he was saying he wanted to do something. He knew if he did something to one of these people and hurt them. The thieves we're talking about. If someone grabbed an iPad and he clotheslined the person and took them down, that person would probably sue him and probably win.
Yeah, it's just, it's ridiculous, and it's going to a whole new level. I was at a store in LA. We stopped to get some waters and stuff, and I forgot a shampoo, and I needed just a travel size. All the shampoo and lotions were locked up. Everything behind glass. I'm like, Like, I remember seeing certain things locked up, like baby formula and things like that. But every shampoo and lotion was locked up, so I actually had to ask someone to come and unlock it for me.
To get your shampoo. To get
a tiny little thing of shampoo. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Finally, this morning, is this guy crazy or is he the best dad ever? Maybe both. A 37-year-old dad in Ohio, his name's Adam Sizemore. He's facing charges after he kept calling his son's school to complain that they were giving the kid too much homework. He called the elementary school over and over and over, both on February 29th and March 1st, to say his son had so much homework that they didn't have time to hang out with each other, which is kind of sweet, except he used verbally abusive language to the staff and stuff like that. But anyway, he said he threatened the principal at one point and told him that he better put his big boy pants on, whatever that means. So the school eventually stopped picking up. So Adam called his local police department, not just once, but 18 times. He kept asking to talk to the chief of police and said things like, I pay your salary. Well, they did put him through, but he got his voicemail, kept calling back. They told him he could come down to the station and talk to him in person, but he demanded that the chief of police come to his house instead. That didn't happen, but several officers did show up to arrest him. They charged him with menacing and telecommunications harassment, both misdemeanors.
Next hour, there's tickets for you to check out the Vegas Thrill. That's coming up right around 8:25.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, 8:01 Wednesday morning. What were you just saying?
When you brought up, we were talking how you get, when it comes to getting directions on the show yesterday, and someone says, oh, you go north on Rainbow, and then you go east on this road, you get turned around with the north, south, east, west directions, and you made a comment, and you're like, what am I, Magellan?
And like the Explorer, Ferdinand Magellan.
And then I'm like, huh? And then you drop Lewis and Clark. I'm like, oh, she's mentioning explorers. When we went to break yesterday after that conversation, I Googled Magellan, the Explorer, because I forgot about Magellan. I can't believe you pulled that out of thin air. Your point of reference when it came to Explorer, your first go-to was Magellan, and I was impressed with that.
It's one of those pieces of information that has stayed with me. You know when you learn things in school and you're like, when am I going to ever need this? Well, the time came that I needed a Magellan reference. It stayed in my brain that whole time. I remember, and you're the second person to mention that to me, because someone yesterday said, how do you remember random explorers from your school days? I'm like, I don't know, because I mentioned Ponce de Leon.
Yes, you did.
Magellan, Lewis and Clark, Christopher Columbus, Marco Polo. I remember Cortez. Was that an explorer?
Dan Cortez from MTV
Hernan
Sports?
Cortez, I think. Mm. Maybe Dan Cortez, no. but yeah, I remember randomly learning about the explorers. That stayed with me, which is insane. Sir Francis Drake, all of those people. Is there a piece of information that has stuck with you from school? Just something random that you learned that you still remember? What's the useless piece of information you still remember from school? 702-364-9400. It's explorers for me. Brian, what is it for you?
I remember that a guy named Homer wrote the Iliad, because I had to learn Latin in high school, and I've never used that information since.
I remember that. And that was the same time The Simpsons was on. So I'm like, sweet, we're learning about The Simpsons today.
Yeah.
What was that? There was two stories from Homer, I thought. The Iliad, and there was another one.
The Odyssey.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You make me feel so smart, Brian.
Brian,
wow.
Good.
You still remember that. Do you have anything, JC, that you still remember from school after all these years?
It is weirdly. It's not the knowledge. It's the little random things. Like in kindergarten, when we'd sit in story time, they had little carpet cutouts, and we would grab a piece of carpet, and you would sit on your own piece of carpet when they did story time. I remember that. I remember in grade school, they would come by every morning around 8:30 and sell pretzels for 10 cents. If you want to buy a pretzel, you could for 10 cents. Those are the random things I remember from school. Not like the educational stuff. It's, oh, sit on a carpet for kindergarten.
You don't remember anything you actually learned. You remember carpet and pretzels?
Pretzels for 10 cents.
Steph, do you remember something? Like, aside from carpets and pretzels.
Pretzels for 10 cents. I wish we still had that deal.
I know presidents in order because we had a song. It was Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Polk, Van Taylor, dun, 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 Van Buchanan.
That's Teddy Swims, who will be in our underground lounge next week, and you'll be there as well. We have your tickets again tomorrow morning, right around 7:30 when you conquer the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute. I spoke to a friend of mine. I got some sad news that came my way, and this is really interesting. A friend of mine sent me a message over the weekend, and it was an invitation to a celebration of life for his wife. I'm like, what? What? Did she pass away? And I started reading it and come to find out that she's sick and she has stage 4 cancer and the outcome is not good. And she's doing at-home hospice care. And they've decided to have a celebration of life, not after she passes, but they're going to have it while she can be there and still see all of her friends and enjoy the celebration of her before she passes away.
Oh, so she gets to be a part of it.
She's going to be a part of this party. And this would be the first time ever. I was just at a celebration of life for a friend of mine who lost her mother. We went about 2 weeks ago. It was a celebration of life. And so many people showed up. And it was an amazing event. My friend and his wife decided to do that same thing, but just to do it beforehand. So people, she can enjoy that celebration of her life.
I think that's going to be so... calming and beautiful for her. It might be hard for you guys as her friends and family to, you know, say a final goodbye, but I think that what a beautiful way to be able to go, to be able to say goodbye and enjoy your favorite things before you go. We should all be so lucky.
And that's what they're doing. And I was talking to my buddy yesterday about the whole thing, and they have like our favorite food trucks. She's a car person, so everyone's invited to bring their class of cars. It's going to be a massive event. And he was telling me about the number of people, and he needs to hire some help and everything. And it's going to be a really special thing. But I was thinking about that as well, Mercedes, going there to this event. I'm going there knowing that I'm going to say my goodbye to her. It's not going to be like, hey, goodbye. Maybe I'll see you this summer. I'll see you again. It's going to be a final goodbye.
And that's scary and sad and beautiful all at the same time. You know, I think it's going to be difficult, but at the same time, you gotta think about her. It's all about her, you know, and maybe put those feelings on the back burner. It's going to be confusing and all of that, but I think it's just such a beautiful thing.
Would you do that if you had the opportunity? Would you want to have it before you knowing where things are going and they gave you the outcome? It's not promising.
No, I would not want. I mean, if I was forced into that position, I mean, I don't want to know. I just ideally, I would like to close my eyes one night and then that would be, you know, and be a very old age when it happened. But in her situation, I think it's beautiful that she has that option and is able to do something like that to say goodbye. Christy, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning, guys. Hey, I think it's a very tough topic. But however, she knows her prognosis. And people could make their dedications to her, say what impact she's had on their lives. And I think she could go out at like peaceful, knowing what people thought about her, good memories, instead of just like the doom and gloom of, you know, her diagnosis.
Yeah, it's such a terrible diagnosis and so sad. But at the same time, like she's going on her terms.
Yeah.
You know, and there's something really special about that. I agree with you, Christy.
And I was talking to her husband. He's talking about the people that are showing up, and she's very excited about this event, the party that's happening in a couple of weeks, and to be able to see friends. And he was just talking about his emotions that he's going through and being strong for her. It's just a very interesting, sad situation, but also it would be nice to celebrate her and she can see the love that she has.
Someone just texted, said, I went to one of these years ago for a friend of mine. It was a wonderful experience. Very happy and positive. We danced, we laughed, we sang very We sang very few tears, just happiness. And that's got to be it. One of my friends, we had something similar to her. She was she passed away of cancer. She was one of my bridesmaids in my wedding. And the same thing, not a good prognosis. And it was during COVID too. And so we all had like a parade for her in front of her house, and she sat in the driveway, you know, in her blanket covered up.
Really?
And watched, you know, as we all drove by and like honked and waved. And then afterwards we all parked our cars and went and, you know, we tried to be respectful because, you know, this is when everybody was very uncertain with what was going on, and nobody wanted to make her more sick, but it was beautiful. But it was hard leaving that day, knowing that that was going to be the last time that I would ever see her again. It was really heart-wrenching, but it was the same thing. We smiled and we told funny stories, and it was just really beautiful. I think this is going to be a really important experience for you and your friend.
Yeah, just to be able to feel the love. Okay, well, more coming up. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Chelsea, how you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
We are good. Are you ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah.
All right, we've got your Vegas Thrill Passes. If you get six answers in 60 seconds, pick a category. Do you want to go with daydreaming, dollar bills, or luck of the Irish?
Maybe daydream.
Daydreaming it is. World Sleep Day was last week. So these are all things that are associated with sleeping, okay?
Okay.
All right. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
You.
Okay.
All right, Chelsea, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to go see the Vegas Thrill, and you start now.
If I make a loud noise when I sleep, I'm probably doing this.
Snoring.
Yes. It's the afternoon. I'm tired. I'm going to take one of these.
I'm out.
Yes. This is when you're resting and you can't move. It's called this.
Asleep?
You're asleep, but okay, I'm going to pass on this one. I'm going to pass on that one. I didn't have a good dream last night. I had one of these.
Nightmare.
Yes. This is when you mosey around the house, but you're still not.
Sleepwalk.
Yes. This is, I can't sleep. I suffer from this.
Insomnia.
Yes. Oh, I just had a really good one of these at night.
Dream.
Yes. Wow. Nice job, Chelsea. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Chelsea.
I never won anything before.
You were awesome.
Yeah. And what a great first prize to win ever. A certificate good for two tickets to a Vegas Thrill home game at the Dollar Loan Center. Congratulations. And we'll have more of these tickets tomorrow morning with Heads Up right around 8:25. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Do you have someone in your life that has a name that makes you kind of laugh whenever you hear it? Maybe it's just a funny name, or maybe it's a name that completely fits who the person is. The reason I asked, someone was telling me that there is a dentist, she was asking for a dentist here in town, and she came from another city, and I was telling her about my dentist, and she said the dentist from my old hometown was named Dr. Drill. And she was like tears coming out of her eyes when she said, she's like, his name's Dr. Drill. And I was like, Dr. Drill. I couldn't understand. She's like, Drill, like a drill. I'm like, wow, is that just destiny when your last name is Drill? First of all, I never heard anyone with the last name Drill in my life. And the one person I do is an actual dentist. Is that like self-fulfilling prophecy, or what is that?
Or like working if he worked on an oral rig or something. Drilling. Drill.
Yeah, exactly. Or, there's something else I was thinking about, but never mind. Do you know someone with a given name that makes you laugh every time you say it? What is it? 702-364-9400. Allie, do you know someone with one of those names?
A little bit. It was a little cheesy. I was on a flight a couple years ago, and the pilot introduced the co-pilot as Justin, and his last name was Case.
Oh my gosh. You hear that name in radio all the time. That is such a radio name too. I didn't realize that's a pilot name too.
That's great.
I love it. Let's talk to Erlen. Erlen, good morning. What is it for you?
Good morning. So in intermediate middle school, there was this guy named Ben, and his last name was Dover.
Why do they do that?
Ben Dover.
Why do parents do that? They don't think about that ahead of time?
Even if they go with Benjamin, at some point, yeah. It's going to be shortened to Ben.
Or Benji Dover.
Laura's got an uncle. Every time, it's very immature of me, but it's her Uncle Dick. Come on. Uncle Dick and Aunt Bonnie. And then when Laura's mom talks about it, Laura's like, oh, our Uncle Dick and Aunt Bonnie joining us for Christmas Eve dinner. Oh, yeah, Dick is coming over around 6 o'clock. Like, come on!
Oh, man.
Why is he going by Richards? Seriously, that's just one of those names where every time I hear it, I'm like...
What if Uncle Dick was a dentist?
Dick is a doctor. He is.
What kind?
I just like a general practitioner.
Oh,
I just
darn it. Why not a urologist? You ready?
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
This morning on CBS Mornings, they announced the inductees to the Grammy Hall of Fame for its 50th anniversary. And the list is full of legends, as you would expect. Lauryn Hill is on the list. Guns N' Roses, De La Soul, the Buena Vista Social Club, Donna Summer, Charlie Pride, Wanda Jackson, William Bell, the Doobie Brothers, Kid Ory's Krill Orchestra. They're going to have this big gala honoring the inductees, and it's going to take place May at the Grammy Museum. So we finally got that list this morning.
That's a cool, yeah, that's an A-list list right there.
We were talking yesterday about like the worst concerts that you've ever been to.
Uh-huh.
And I was so disappointed in the Lauryn Hill concert. I wanted that to be the best concert I would ever see. And I think I talked about it before. She was like 2.5 hours late.
Ugh.
She was mad. She didn't want to sing any of like her songs. Maybe she just had like a bad run, but I heard that from a couple of people in different cities that saw her, that it was the same thing. And I was so looking forward to that concert. We ended up leaving. We were just like, she does not want to be here. I think it's time for us to go.
It's sad. Hey, everyone has bad days and maybe she's dealing with some things that night. But at the same time, you're a performer and you're getting paid big money and your fans sacrificed a lot to come see you that night. Put some of it aside and give the audience something at least,
yeah,
instead of having to leave frustrated like that.
Hey, in her defense, maybe it got better after we left. I'm not sure, but it was
you
rough.
Guys walk out. She's like, I'm sorry, guys. Let me shake this off. Let's go.
This is going to be the best show ever. But I still love her. I still love her so much. Also this morning, are you one of those people who gets back to zero unread emails every day, or is your inbox full of them?
My Channel 8 one is at 20,000 emails.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm on the flight to Philly. I'm like, I'm going to take a whack at these things. And I got it down to 18,000, and my eyes were fried after that. I'm like, I'm done. And so 18,000 emails is what I have right now.
I am unread.
Unread.
Oh my gosh.
But a lot of them are spam, publicist stuff, press releases. A lot of them are just spam. If it's an important email that comes to me, that's directed to me, I respond right away.
I make sure I have nothing unread. I don't have a red text bubble on my email. It doesn't mean I respond to all of them. I've just either deleted them or read them. Now, work is a different thing. I have a hard time keeping up with all of those. I try to the best I can, but like on my personal email, I don't. My mom, when I saw her last week, I needed to email stuff from her phone, and I'm looking at her emails, and it was just like, oh my gosh, you're never going to get through these. Like, there's so many. Like, who has the largest unread text bubble right now? It's like...
Text or email?
Email.
On my phone, which is my Gmail account. I have a Gmail account on my phone. That's at 15,000.
Oh my gosh.
615 unread emails.
That just hurts.
You have zero?
I had 11. I just opened them all or deleted them if they were spam. Yeah, now they're all gone.
Steph, what do you have?
For work, I only got 6, but I leave it unread because I know I need to, like, that's an action item I need to work on.
Yes, I do that same thing with the work ones. Like, if it's spam or something, I just delete. Don't even open. Delete, 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 delete. But if I see, okay, I'm going to have to respond to them, so I'm not going to open it.
Yes, you know? Exactly. Or if I do read it, I keep it unread, so I know I have to go back to it. I am so proud of myself. During 2020, my Yahoo account was at, like, 35,000 unread messages. And so, I wasn't working at the time. I am now at zero unread messages for Yahoo.
Still to this day?
Proud of you. Well, they say the whole reason I brought this up is this study has come out saying that if you let your inbox stay cluttered, it may be affecting you and your mental health more than you realize. They say that people who let emails build up or use their inbox like a to-do list, they're more likely to forget about stuff and let it fall by to the wayside. And that can be a problem, especially when it's something like a reminder to pay a bill or something like that.
I need to go. Every once in a while, I'll go through like my Yahoo. I just open up Yahoo. It's 12,000 unread because I get spam on my Yahoo. And same with my Gmail. And I'll go through and start marking stuff as spam, and I'll clean it up for a little bit, but then all of a sudden it's like a virus. The spam just starts stacking up again, and I'm buried underneath these emails.
I over Christmas break, I went through and unsubscribed to so many emails. It was so crazy. The next morning I woke up and there was like two. I'm like, what? This is crazy.
What is happening here? It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
March is Women's History Month, and we are honoring women that are doing incredible things here in Southern Nevada. And when we were looking at women that we really wanted to put the spotlight on, this name came up so quickly because she is just doing great things for the city of Henderson. It is the mayor of Henderson, Michelle Romero. Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations on being one of our women that wow. You completely wow us.
Well, thank you so much.
When did you realize you wanted to get into politics? Because what a career you have. At what point in your life said, you know what, I want to change the world. I want to get into politics. When did you make that big decision?
Well, I worked for the city for 25 years. So almost my entire adult life was working for the city. And I was able to retire at a fairly young age, and I knew I wasn't done. I really enjoy helping people, and I love my city. And so the timing was perfect. My youngest son was graduating high school. The previous council person was termed out, and then I was able to run with some support from her, and the rest is history.
That is so great. And you are responsible for setting policies, making decisions for so many aspects of local government for Henderson. I know you had a role in bringing the Vegas Thrill, the women's pro volleyball team, to Henderson.
A little role, yes.
I love your energy at that press conference. You bring such great energy to all of your press conferences. What do you think of the Vegas Thrill so far, and how has that affected the city of Henderson?
I love it. I love that we have another professional women's team for young women to look up to, and you know, so they can see firsthand. It's an inexpensive way for them to go see their idols, or you know, the people that they want to aspire to be like, and it's right here in their hometown. And so we already have the Vegas Aces, who are also located in Henderson, and now they just have another team. And I think it's so exciting that we have so many both men's and women's sports in Henderson.
It's so cool to see the growth in Henderson. March is Women's History Month, and we're honoring local women that do amazing things with our Women That Wow. And right now we're talking to Michelle Romero, the mayor of Henderson.
What if there are young girls listening right now and they're like, wow, being a mayor would be so cool. What kind of message would you like to give them just so they knew how to get to where you are one day?
Take every opportunity they can to find out about their city, watch city council meetings, volunteer. There's lots of opportunities at the city to volunteer and learn about how their city operates. And it's a lot more than people think. I mean, virtually everything you see, touch, hear, somehow the city government is involved in that. And so it's really good to have an idea of what you're getting yourself into, but also I think young girls tend to doubt themselves, and it's really great to have a network of other friends, women and men, who can be your squad, your support team that is there for you, encouraging you to take risks, and also letting you know it's okay to fail, it's okay to make a mistake, that's how you learn. And get that core group that is your go-to group because when you're in politics, people will say things about you, they'll come after you, they'll make stuff up about you, and to have that core group that helps you remember, okay, this is who I am, you know, they don't really know me, and I'm gonna do what I think is right, it helps a lot.
What's on Michelle Romero's playlist right now? The top three artists most played.
I honestly listen to everything. So I like the oldies or classic rock. And so I listen to a lot of Eagles and Aerosmith, but I also like Taylor Swift. I love country music. I like a lot. So probably Eagles and Aerosmith.
I love it. I love it.
I'm changing myself, but...
Mayor Romero, thank you for being a woman that wows, and just for being one of our honorees, we have a personalized Mercedes in the Morning Women That Wow plaque for you that we'd love to present to you from H&J Trophies, and Walker Furniture would love to give you a $100 Visa gift card. What you do with that is up to you, but that is courtesy of our sponsor of Women That Wow, Walker Furniture.
Well, thank you, and I would love to donate the $100 to a charity, and I have several in mind, so that's really great.
Look at her, giving back even when she's honored.
Already. Thank you so much, Mayor.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
And if you would like to nominate a woman that wows, just visit our website, mix941.fm. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
And that is it for us on a Wednesday. Thanks so much for joining the show. If you missed anything, you can always download our podcast. It is up, available for you wherever you get your podcast, and also on the Odyssey app and on our website, mix941.fm. We are headed out. J-Love is on the way next, but right now it is time for the line of the day.
While in L.A. last week, Mercedes saw Larry David and Billy Bush at a restaurant. Billy called the show, and we talked about that time in 2001 when I left Mix 94.1 to go work with Billy. And I flew out to Washington, D.C., and I met Billy, and I fell in love with the guy, and I came back, and I told Mercedes, I'm leaving to go work for Billy Bush.
Hey, there was no hard feelings. It was a great opportunity for you.
Yeah, but here we are, 23 later, back in Las Vegas.
Wait a minute. You guys were together before 2000. How long have you been... Canceled. Forget me. Let's say that blip never happened. How long has it been?
Basically, we were born together.
Yes.
I say diapers to diapers. That's how we'll be together. Born in diapers, die in diapers. We'll still be together.
Diapers to diapers. This is Mix 94.1.
Yeah. What did you say? What? You wafer snapper?
Hey, Mercedes and JC. My great-grandma used to listen to you guys. Thank you.
Oh, the good old days of the 1900s.
Well, that'll do it for show number 2023 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.